Ben, Psycho. Ben,
hi guys, this is yet another episode of the Psycho Podcast. I am so excited, man. This is episode 5, season 2, episode 5. Wow. And now I'm niliwambia, imwaka ni consistency, quality, good content. It's crazy, man. In fact, last week you guys can already tell the sound is now becoming excellent. I'm sure it's gonna be used in a lot of engineering schools, just as an epitome or the standard of how you should do your stuff. And big shout out to my team, man. Big shout out to Steve, big shout out to Shege, big shout out to Rispa. This is the whole Blueberry production. So if you have anything audio production wise or even video, give them business. So I'm going to talk about, let's first talk about the previous video that we did with Susan Silantoi. Had mixed feelings, mixed reactions, but all in all, it was good. With every podcast season, I always say that we have to do a political episode because we have to be in the know-how of things. We need to know how things are running politically in Kenya, around the world. Because it affects us. We can't be too cool for politics. So these are some of the top comments we had. Okumu Ben. Trust me, that's not my other account.
Yeah.
So Okumu Ben is saying, the sound was A1++ in this episode. Kudos to the sound engineer. Big shout out to you, Blueberry.
Big up.
Tausi is saying, finally, the sound is 100% perfect. Bravo, Ben. Thank you so much, Tausi. Caroline Miner is saying, I'm here for all the amazing info I've learned. And guess who's going to educate her friends? Say, Carol, anaenda kusound kama an international diplomat. Akisha ina content yetu hapa. Tuma kitu, Carol. Tuma kitu. Mukami Kinywa. Wow, this was actually an interesting one. She said, the answers to the riddles are blackboard, bed, and a shirt. Yes. So I asked a riddle that was going, what's black when it's clean, white when it's dirty, and that's a blackboard. I also asked, what has a neck but has no head, and that's a shirt.
Gosh.
And Mukami Kinyo, please DM me, Mukami. I think I should give you.
See me here brainstorming. I'm like,
gosh. Yeah, you're just huku floating. Yeah, you should hear. You wait till you hear.
Shule.
Wait till you hear, Leo Sasa. So, Mukami Kinyo, please send me a DM. I'll give you a Vaseline hamper. I have it for you. It has lotions. It has this. It has the PJ, which is petroleum jelly, and more. So just send me a DM on Instagram at BenCyco, BenCyco. Who else? Which other comment should I go? Furaha Osodo saying, this is mind-blowing. Thank you so much, Ben and Silantoi, for this. Yes. Lucy Karwitha, sound is 100%. Kudos to the engineers of Blueberry. Wow. Guys gave amazing feedback.
They want to smile at our Shikilia.
But there was a comment I saw. Whisper, do you remember the comment where somebody... What did somebody say? The question was? Somebody said something about what has a head but doesn't think or something like that. I think I asked here, what has a head but so that person became a bit creative. So somebody joined in on the comment section and they were like, you know what, these riddles of yours are boring. I have the best riddle. And then this person asked, what has a head but does not think? Does not use it. And then they said, my former sound engineer.
Oh my god.
Well, it's still.
Who was the sound engineer?
It was still Blueberry, but we were still upgrading and learning a few. Well, also me, actually.
It should be honest. Yeah, it was actually.
So that's some of the feedback that I can remember from those are some of the comments that I had from you guys on the previous video that I did with Susan Silantoi. Thank you so much. We've been discussing about Israel and Palestine, such a complicated, sophisticated topic. And I saw some guys also saying that we can't be discussing about what's happening in the Middle East and yet we've not tackled some of the local problems or regional problems like the conflict that's happening in Ethiopia with the whole Tigray. We'll do that video later on. You know, with Ethiopia, they had shut down all the information sources, so it becomes very hard to get data. But I'll get that for you because I have a bit of that. Yes, so... By the way, before we even continue, if you're a first-time viewer and this is the first time you're watching this video, please make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell as well, leave a like on this video, leave a comment, and share. Now, let me leave you with the riddle for today. Are you guys ready? Are you ready as well?
So I'll try.
It's complicated. It's not complicated. It's just mind-boggling. I'm even saying things like mind-boggling.
Tume change.
We have changed everywhere. So the riddle is, I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? You might just win yourself the next Vaseline hamper. Let me know if you're going to get that right. The next riddle. You measure my life in hours and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. Who am I?
My hair.
Not.
My
wait,
hair.
Okay, how, hair. Wait. So wait, let's say you're saying your hair. So you measure my life in hours. I serve you by expiring.
Okay, not the expiry part. The wind is my enemy.
It's not hair, but you know, we have to give for a trial.
Try.
Right? Tunaandika hapo kwa comment, see me.
Nimeji hold kusema the answers ndio niwapatie a chance.
Yeah, nothing. So I think that's pretty much it about what I was supposed to do. I don't think I've forgotten anything. Have I, Rispa? I've done well. Now, let's move on very fast to today's topic. Today's topic is amazing. I have been planning to do this topic for months. And this is not like ati nasema zile za kuchocha. I have a very good friend of mine known as Coco. She goes by so many names. She has so many titles, so many hats.
Say it,
so
the
I don't even, it's Coco, mm-hmm. Vanessa, Ndinda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then? The influencer whisperer.
Yeah, the influencer whisperer. So yes. I've been trying to get Coco to come on the show so that we can have this conversation about content because she is amazing. She's going to introduce herself, but let me just give you a background of what Coco does. Coco is an influencer manager at one of the biggest agencies in the region, actually, not just in the country. Oh, let me look at this camera.
In the world,
actually. Yeah. And this company is Ogilvy. Ogilvy handles some of the biggest brands that you know of, some of the biggest campaigns. So getting Coco here has been a challenge. Niliongea na Coco. After kuongea na yeye, akaniambia kwanza nini nifunge na niombe. Nikaenda mimi huyo Machakos Katoloni. I was there fasting and praying. Then I came back. She told me, first of all, to speak to her people. Then I spoke to her people. I am just happy to have you
Gold.
Here, Coco.
Yes.
Karibu sana on the show.
Asante sana. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. I'm so honored. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Thank you so much, man. You can introduce yourself. Like, you know, the floor is yours.
Hi. My name is Vanessa Ndinda. I go by Coco Van Vane on all my socials, also by the influencer Whisperer KE. I am an influencer strategist and an influencer manager at Ogilvy Africa. I have had the opportunity to launch some incredible influencer campaigns for some incredible companies under Ogilvy, you know, some of them being EBL, NCBA. We worked on NCBA together. And I stressed Ben. In fact, we need to tell that story today.
That's going to be part of the story.
Coca-Cola, Philips, and it's endless, you know. I've really had such an amazing experience. And especially during COVID, I can say influencer marketing has really shot up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's been a really difficult time.
Yeah.
But surprisingly enough, companies, instead of pulling away money for influencer marketing, have even tripled.
Especially on digital.
On influencers.
On influencers.
Yes.
We are going to talk about that. But karibu sana kwenye show.
Asante.
I am so happy to have you. And you look amazing, man.
Thank you.
Who are you wearing?
Thank you.
Hey, it's like you're waiting for that question.
Hey, nilikuwa tu ready. Kwanza nimekuja hii. Atauliza sangapi. Nimekuja hapa juu ya hiyo. Hii mambo ingine ni secondary.
Tell us who you're wearing, man.
So I love Kenyan brands. I actually advocate to wear Kenyan brands because I really believe in buy Kenya, jenga Kenya.
Yeah, and I can attest to that.
Right?
Yeah.
And to be honest, Kenyan brands have amazing quality clothes. So let me start from my jewelry. So my jewelry is Kipato. Mm-hmm. I really love brass. All you need is you know, is to just get a brass polisher and they last you forever.
Yeah.
The kimono is from Icon by Chris Njoki. My top is by Shop Zetu. That's a sister of Vivo. And then my pants, one of my favorite, they're from Siri Studio. Yeah. And my shoes are from Sip Dada. Yeah.
Hey, for those of you guys who are listening to us on the audio platform, Spotify, iTunes, you better go to the YouTube channel so that you can just see
you
how
see.
Amazing Coco looks. You look amazing, man.
Thank you
so
very much.
So, karibu sana. And let's just get straight to it. Content creation, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think the space has really exploded. It's like, it's like the way we had an era for radio. And then we had an era for TV, you know?
Right.
And then now we had, the newspapers have always been there. But
now
I feel like everything, now this is the new era. This is the era of content, you know?
Yes.
And people are changing the areas that they've been, that like the way guys consume stuff has really changed.
It has.
I remember.
People are very impatient nowadays.
Oh, yeah, yeah, trust. Tell me about it. I give them a podcast this week. 2 hours later, they're like, ah, ini poa. Yungine una edit ama. I'm like, bro, that's just work for even, you know? And it's humbling. It's humbling when people want more.
Yeah.
But then now you see it pushes you and it kind of, you know, it takes a lot. And I also think people at some point will also discuss about how it's not so easy creating content.
Say that again. Uko nyuma wajaskia.
It's not so easy creating content.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Tell us,
I get so many DMs.
Yeah.
And especially when I launched the Influencer Whisperer series. This week we're on episode 6, imagine. And a lot of guys think that from one episode, you will know how to be an influencer. Tomorrow you'll find a company paying you $250,000.
Of course.
I'm just like, my friend.
Welcome to the jungle.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
You create content and you feel exhausted.
Yeah.
You create content and it gets half the views it got last year, last time.
Oh,
and you're just feeling like, sasa mimi.
Unaisha tu pole pole.
Who do I belong?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, first of all, the Influencer Whisperer series,
what's
that about? What do you talk about?
The Influencer Whisperer series was really birthed from the questions that I used to get from people.
Mm-hmm.
And not just people who are trying to join the influencer space, but also influencers who I have had the chance to work with. And we
just say me.
Ben Psycho.
Yeah.
And you know, with how I do my management is I really strive to have a personal connection with every influencer.
Yeah.
Even if there are 100 influencers that I'm working with at a go, which is happening even now, I make sure that within your campaign period, I have called you, I have spoken to you, I have heard you, I have understood how you think, I have asked you, you know, are you struggling? And so they had a lot of questions. Ata wase unadhani wame make it. Wakona maswali basic. Nashindwa ala.
Wait, unongea. Nafilika kuna malo blow up. Like surely, si unge advertise tu kwa gazeti badala ya kuja kunianika hapa kwa hiyo audience. Unajua hiyo audience wanionanga kama Moses. Like wanionanga ni kama I know a lot.
King of content.
But if you hear the questions that I was asking, so how we started working with Coco, we've always known each other for a while. And then we were having a conversation sometime back. It was in December.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, like your January, I did not have any like gig coming, the new coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that phone call would actually, because we were just talking. Ata sijui tulikuwa tunaongea juu ya nini Coco. And then ukaniuliza, by the way, can you do a campaign for this
NCBA?
Ilikuwa
imenikula kichwa, tulikuwa tumepropose a few influencers, alafu client alikuwa ana a few thoughts na wasi wengine.
Yeah.
So we had to drop. So we had to find a storyteller because pushing a bank, ni boring. Say, nani ataskiza, nini, standing order.
Yeah,
no.
Savings, nini.
So I needed to find somebody who's a storyteller, who has a platform, who has an audience, and is funny. Ben called me, and my mind is constantly racing. I was like, by the way, Ben, unafanya nini, unaweza fanya bank?
Wasee niwaambi, ile zile, yani, nilikuwa like, hata sahi nimeshikilia ATM. That's how connected I am to banks, you know? Because, by the way, at that time, like, I was so low. And then the new year was coming, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have gigs.
Yeah.
Then I remember the quote you gave me. To be honest, I had actually not been paid like that much money from a single campaign.
Wow.
And that was a lot of money. I can't say how much it was.
Yeah.
So I remember I almost overpromised. Like I was like, unataka ni tattoo. Yeah. I can tattoo my forehead. I'll tattoo my arms. I'll do a video for you every day. I'll even sing for you guys a song. You know, like a thank you NCBA. You know, like I was ready to go the whole way.
And I had to like tell you, okay, we need to make it work. It needs to make sense.
Yes, yes. It needs to make you sense. Know? So being a big campaign, I was a bit tense. In fact, even I remember the first video I sent you.
Nonsense. What is this?
I sent you the first video. And then I remember you calling me like, Ben, are you okay? Is this your all? But let me tell you why I sent such a video. I was so scared of, you know, like pissing you guys off. I don't want to like be extra, you know, I need to be a bit serious.
And then you were like, it's a big opportunity.
And I remember I was tulikuwa Mombasa at that time. I was in
Kwanza nakumbuka hiyo video uliketi tu kwa kiti, ukadecide uketi nyuma ya pool. We shoot video. What the hell is this?
But then mimi nilikuwa najua hapa ni me overthink, unajua? And then now when you called me and you assured me that, you know what, just go all out and be yourself and sell it as the way you'd sell anything.
And why was it important for you to be yourself? What did I tell you?
First of all, how people know me as.
Exactly.
So the connection is already there. If you stay true to yourself, the connection is already there.
Right.
And then whatever you're selling, now people will be more interested.
Yeah.
But if you change who you are...
Because of a brand. That's not a brand you should be working with in the first place.
It becomes so hard to deliver and you lose the connection.
Right.
So you won't get the engagement. And then the next board meeting, what does it mean? Ah, uomse anagama followers. Siniliwambia, hizo hao ni wakununua.
Because your engagement isn't matching.
Exactly. So I learned a lot from that campaign.
Yeah.
And then later on, I started understanding how this business works.
Yeah.
And by the way, since then, I've worked with so many.
So many brands.
Even right now, I'm working with so many campaigns. And I thank God for it, you know. And it's because there are a few elements that I've come to understand. So I had asked guys on my Instagram to send me questions. And then once they send me questions, we are going to be addressing these questions and then we dissect them. I feel like that's better. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. But before you proceed.
Please.
I remember vividly that conversation. And it's actually the recent episode we've posted up on the Influencer Whisperer series where we're talking about authenticity, personality, and just being yourself. And I say that it's great to admire someone and it's great because there's a mistake you are doing. You are going on Twitter looking at what other influencers were doing.
That's what I did.
And you're like, but what I have in mind is not what other people are doing. Me, I'm like, Ben, if I needed them, ningeenda nikualipa. Mbona basi nimekupatia kazi, you know? So guys really get consumed by what's already out there.
Yep.
Where now they feel like them by themselves are not enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Well, in real sense, I've come to you because you're exactly what I need.
Yep.
The minute you start changing your personality, you're wasting my money.
Definitely. That's now what...
You're wasting my money. And I had a conversation with you and I was just like, Ben, if they're going to fire you for being yourself, then that's not a gig you needed.
Yeah.
And those are the conversations that I have with a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the reasons that I started the Influencer Whisperer series is to create a safe space for creatives, people trying to join the industry, people already in the industry, to have this conversation without feeling like somebody is bashing them, somebody is talking down on them, someone is telling them, whoa, where's he? At content creation. And guys think you have to have so much money to start content creating.
Yeah.
They think...
You need like a nice sitting room, you know, with like those blue couches, you know, like, you know, those fake plants.
Right.
Nowadays, those plants, what do we find? Mbaka iso plants imepanda base, you squeezing Leon and Leon's 13,000.
Content creators.
And that's just plastic, man.
Imagine.
You know? So, in fact, maybe we can start from there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways to find your footing in content creation is being as natural as possible. Like, that's like the standard rule.
Yeah.
Be yourself because...
Be authentic.
Content creation, how I've seen it in my opinion, it's just something that gives you a connection with a bigger audience.
Yeah.
In short, it's like what's unique about you that's connecting with so many other unique guys. So it's that special thing about you that guys are coming to your page for. So no matter how funny you are, you can't be Njugush or you can't be Crazy Cat. They're already there themselves. So... I feel like if you ever want to find a footing, the first thing is by just being yourself. If you try and change a lot of that stuff, yeah, it becomes hard to sustain it. And eventually, mm-hmm, people catch up with you. They're like, ah, what do you have to say about that?
And you can't sustain it because that's all nachoka.
Yeah.
And this is how people get into depression, because you've been somebody else for so long.
Yeah.
That you've lost your own identity.
Yep.
You're not happy.
Yeah.
When you think about content creation and influencing,
yeah,
why do you follow some of the people that you do? It's because they make you feel good.
Yep.
It's because there's been such a huge culture of society to tell us that you can't be too loud. By the way, I'm loud. Mm-hmm. I think, oh, wow, what a shocker.
Yeah. My sound engineer is like, oh my God, the copy volume, Buguza, iko wapi? It's okay. As you should be, man.
God.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Kwa sasa no na tu Steve huko anatry ku balance mazee yako tu kwa hewa hapa hivi, you know. Ama tuzime tu hiyo mic, sound ya Ben itamchukua, you know.
No, na hata ni kama mic hapa, are you sure?
I remember you asked her, are you sure it's supposed to be this close? You know. So, continue.
Where?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then guys, if you don't watch this episode,
okay.
Society, yeah, wametufanya to feel ni kama ufai kwa hivyo.
Yeah.
Ai, ongea kidogo, pole pole.
Yeah. Eh?
When you point, you know, kuna time in my life, nilikuwa nimeambiwa ju wewe ni mzungu ufai kuongea Kiswahili. Guy, nikashindwa wewe.
Wait, guys, who tell you that?
It, when I was very young.
Yeah.
She was some show. Yeah. Man. But you see, that's how you grow.
Yeah.
That's how you grow. And then I also nilikuwa naitwa mkoloni growing up.
Yeah. Because Did you grow up in Nairobi?
No, I've never lived in Nairobi. Mm. Well, now, but I grew up in Thika.
Mm-hmm.
So the school I went to, I was one in 2 pointies in the entire school.
Stato?
No, nilikuwa shule ilikuwa naitwa Thika Memorial. Alafu ndio baadaye nikaenda Stato. But Stato ilikuwa na mapointi. Alafu na just size wase wako a bit more mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Hawako racist or anything. But growing
primary
up.
School.
Yeah, primary. Wasa likuwa nita mkoloni. Because that's where they now start understanding. Wazungu walikam kutu. You know. Alafu wajui difference.
This is coming from kids.
Kids
are mean, man.
And
also,
older kids, right? So when I got older to understand mkoloni likuwa nini,
yeah,
I felt really bad. Because I was like, I can't believe that people... And that time, ata wako anajua difference ya pointi na mzungu.
Yeah, I know, man. So
such comments.
Yeah.
You see now, just taking that as an experience, I learned to try my best.
Yeah.
Kukua less of who I was.
Yeah.
Because I was already standing out so much.
Yeah.
Na wase walikuwa na poke on me.
Yeah.
I did everything I could to not stand out.
Yeah.
Until nikafika high school.
Yeah.
And I realized, by the way, this, what I have.
Yeah.
Is gold.
It's unique. It's gold. Definitely,
right?
It's gold. Yeah.
And I started following influencers and people online who spoke their minds.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've watched episode of BN CTA.
Oh.
Manze BN with jazz.
I'm a fan of BN.
BN speaks his mind unapologetically.
Yeah.
And I love it, you know?
Yeah.
So I follow such people because they bring out the best in me. They make me feel like it's okay to be myself. Even when I was shooting the first episode of... Influencer Whisperer.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa nimeji second guess. Nikasema manze si nime shout hapa. Sijui hata nione nitafute mali nitapunguza volume.
Yeah.
But I realized, by the way, kama utaki kuona personality yangu,
then
ni unfollow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is who I am.
Definitely.
You know, I can now start. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes.
So you know you're being decent.
Ah, interesting concept.
Yeah. I know that.
No.
I've experienced the same thing as well. I was very, I've always been very outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
And then also now, like, you know, in the music, because I started off as an artist. I'm sure you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
So in music, it's like, you know, you have to act cool. You don't have to say hi to everyone, you know.
Mm.
Yet me, when I get to places, I used to like, maze na washwa kujoke na umse, nataka kucheka na ule. So guys are always like, no, maze, unachoma brand, unachoma hiki tu mze, na utapata mado, unajua. And then other artists would do the same, and they would, you know, it's like the more you are, you look like you are cool and just composed. The same thing you're saying, it's like even talking slowly. And I remember I used to be a huge fan of Wizkid. And Wizkid would go to interviews, and Wizkid talks very slowly, very slowly. It's like,
So how you there, Starboy? We have your new album. So
I'm assuming this is our Nigerian presenters in that.
How you there? Your new album is nominated for BET.
Yeah. Bless God, man. I bless God. Everything, man. You know, everything nice. Starboy Empire. You know,
but now mind you, may take 5 years to pass your interview. Now I say, bless God, 5 minutes.
So I'd look at the West and I'm like, yo, is this how we're supposed to talk? Because every time I'd go to a show, ni kona mdomo mazeni, minika kuhusu home se minita kwa show. So I used to also suppress it so that I feel like maybe I'm being cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember Wanjiru is always the one who was always like, "Tawe mpono try kuwa cool kid,
yeah.
Why are you trying to be a superstar?" You know. And the moment now I came alive.
Yeah.
Now everyone now wants you to be alive. In fact, now when you're low, they're like, "Ay,
una shida, una
do ya lunch?" You know, like they don't wanna see you.
Yeah.
4 minutes. Oh, 4 minutes to cutting. Okay. So what do we do? We continue. So
okay. So we have 4 minutes to finish this episode.
No, okay. We don't have 4 minutes. How many minutes are we in, Steve? Good. We are good. We are
really
good. 26 is good.
This is gonna be such an interesting episode.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, but the day that I decided to come alive is the day I connected to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I have always said the first time I noticed this gift was when I went to St. George's Girls. We were going there to perform again.
Mm.
And then akukuana MC.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we've gone as church guys, and now I'm like, guys are like, okay, Ben, now you just, let's not talk with your team. When I emceed that gig, it was wild. I remember, like, later on, chicks would come over and like, yo, man, we liked what you did. So I was like, the songs. So I thought I'm taking feedback for the songs. Yeah, Cheza Kama Wewe. I knew that was going to be a banger, you know?
Oh, God.
And they're like, no. Just you, the way you were talking, the way you know, and I was like, okay, so there's something in there.
Yeah.
One of the tips about content creation,
mm-hmm.
and if you really want to go far with it, or if you want to really blow up, if you're a mpole person, please just remain like that. There are people who just like what to
appata. Who loves that?
Taki stress. Taki want to shout. Not
well. Yeah.
So just keep it like that. So do we go straight to the questions? To sure. Some of the questions?
Tunde Kazi.
Mm-hmm. First question was, how to come up with a proposal and a rate card?
Jehovah. Mm-hmm.
A rate card. So that's a tough question as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Confuses a lot of people.
A lot. Even me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't know how to value themselves, right?
Yeah.
Some people overvalue.
Yeah.
You know, like, shanza kuweka hapo one post utalipisha 200K kwa sababu uliona sauti sol pia unalipisha 200K.
Yeah.
Sababu kwa sababu utapunguza kiasi utafanya na 180. And you just joined the business like 2 hours ago,
day.
Man.
Yeah.
How does somebody go about valuing themselves?
So I think the first thing that I would tell you is that your numbers do not, as in, unajua mse anaweza kuwa na 80,000 followers na hana content.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot. That's very popular on Instagram.
Hana content. Nima picha tu.
Mm-hmm.
So me as a brand, hata sijui nifanye nini na wewe.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because fine uko na 80K followers, umepost mapicha kadhaa, lakini hujawahi nionyesha what you can do with my brand.
Mm-hmm.
So hata ukikamu, ukiniambia, oh, I want 100,000, I'm just like, for what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So even when I meet guys who wanataka kuingia into the space, na ulizanga, aya, cheki, unakunyonga nini? Let me use that example, because mi udeal na EBL.
Yeah.
Unakunyonga nini? Gordon Zaya, sawa. Anza kutengeneza cocktail, ama unakunyonga tu hivo. You know, start doing something. Pia get attention of the brand. Ndio ata wasea kitaku work na wewe, wanaona already what you've been doing or what you've been able to do.
Yeah.
Sasa wanaeza kuona how they can plug in.
Yeah.
So, rate card, nataka kusema, ina depend with your engagement. Watch out our followers. Your engagement is key.
For real?
Yeah.
I used to think it's the followers first. In fact, at that time, a lot of guys in the industry, when Instagram was just growing,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of celebrities joined Instagram.
Yeah.
Then later on, guys discovered, by the way, you can bypass this whole process by just buying a lot of followers. And people bought followers. Even when you look at, even when you go to a lot of musicians' pages, most people are always like, 275,000, 775,000,
mm-hmm.
150,000.
How many likes?
They don't know kwa picha yake. Your picha iko na 1,000 likes. Alafu comment section imeja fire emojis.
Na mwangi huko ako na 4,000.
Lil Maina huko hivyo amekuja ako na like 20,000 followers, but he has like 1,000 comments.
Right? It's engagement. And maybe not everyone is doing it, but I'm doing it. I'm making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Na awa sewa kwanza kubai followers. I hardly I'm just like, no.
So can you tell if somebody has bought followers?
Of very quickly.
What are some of the things?
Your following doesn't match your engagement.
Mm-hmm. So they need to be directly proportional.
It needs to be proportional. It needs to make sense. And I get it. There are bad days. Ata mimi kuna, let's say, for example, the first video I posted for the Influencer Whisperer series, actually the second one, got 28,000 views.
Mm.
And I have about, at that time I had about 5,000 followers.
So it had more engagement than even your phone following. Yo, that stuff was blowing up.
Imagine my reels get uko 30,000, 40,000. Yeah, so you'd find my nimepost reel, alafu imedu so well.
Yeah.
But now, later on, unapost reel ingine, umeput in effort, mpaka umeva makeups. Eh? Ata ifiki half. And you're just like, what is happening?
Tell me
so
about it,
so content creation is very tricky because, but you see also, your focus, and I even told Chris, the guy I do the Influencer Whisperer series with,
yeah,
my focus right now, ata kama ina niumiza, that moja ilipata 28,000 views, na sayi enye nilipost last week imepata 500, na isongi,
yeah,
you know?
Karibu kupigia Instagram, there's a bug on my page.
Yeah, kuna shida hapa.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu kama ni ku-improve content, nime-improve. Yeah. Nimeva makeup, nimefanya,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But unakamku realize, niliambia Chris, staki ata kuangalizo engagement sahi. Nataka ku make sure tu nime post out content.
Yep.
Ndio mseo akiwai kam kwa page yangu.
Yep.
Anaona udema kona content mara moja. Yep. Na ni consistent.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
The other thing is, my loyalty, ifai kuwa kwa
views,
your fans, ama your followers.
Yeah.
Inafaa kuwa kwa craft yako.
Should be on what you do.
And this is something BN said on CTA. By the way, kama ham watching CTA, please go and watch them.
Yeah, you need they're to watch really BN CTA. CTA is this. Yeah. Just search CTA on YouTube.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Alikuwa nasema, your fans leo watakupenda kesho wakupendi.
Definitely.
Lakini kama wewe unajua content yenye una put out.
Yeah.
Uki watch a year from now.
Yeah.
Unasema, I would still say the same thing.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. So when it comes to rate card, check your engagement. Look at if a client is approaching you, how much will it cost you to purchase the things that you need to create content for that particular client? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes na wakingi na wase, unamlipa 100,000, alafu anakuambia, by the way, si unitumie product, nashindwa.
Just go buy.
Because even to me, it makes me feel like, first of all, you're not even a consumer of my brand.
Mm-hmm.
So even, I should not even have you on my campaign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So make sure you always factor in how much it's going to cost you to mm-hmm. purchase the things that you need to create that content. Second of all, check out your engagement. Engagement above following, always.
Always. Engagement above following. That's very important.
Yes, very important. And then the third thing is talk about deliverables. Sa zingine, and you can tell umse ajoy pata job, you know, kwa sababu utamwambia hi, so niko na budget ya 100k.
Yeah.
Atakwambia nita post Insta story kila siku, nita post reel kila siku, nita post IGTV every
niko
weekend.
Nani wa tutabeba bana hapo, tutabeba bana hapo Valley Road tukitochikika wale wasa House of Leather. I don't know why they use that marketing strategy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say like you'll do the whole shebang.
As in, so unamwambia no. Nataka unipatie structure.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu pia utaki page yako ikae billboard.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the rate card. So for example, if I'm a content creator,
yeah,
and you guys feel like you really want to work with me,
yeah,
and let's say I give you a rate card of like 200,000,
but you're 200,000,
yeah,
ni 200,000.
Let's say for example I have broken it down. So I've said like 200,000 is for a 1 month full campaign on Instagram, with this number of videos, this numbers of Insta stories.
That's very important. Break it down.
Break it down.
Say this amount of money is what is worth two IG stories, two IG reels, 12 IG stories, na tweets ka 12.
Yep.
So you need to have that breakdown.
Yeah.
And then also it needs to make sense kwa when you type post.
Yeah.
See leo kesho the next day, ay, mina choka na wewe na ku unfollow very fast.
Yeah. So the question is, do you guys who work in agencies, do you ever dismiss somebody just because of their rate? Is there a room for like negotiation where you call them back and you're like, yo, we just feel like your rate card is a bit too high. Maybe can you work with this budget and all? Do you guys ever do that? Ama tu mnaonanga, ama mtu akisha yeka hivyo pia, anaiko kwa blacklist, napigia accounts. Tabu weka, let's say, wanjiru njiru, mweke kwa yu blacklist.
Oh, seme, wanjiru 1 million.
Yeah, wanjiru 1 million. Is there like room for negotiation?
So, yes, always. Always. Always, there should be. shida uingia saa zile influencer ataki kusonga.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kwa sababu, okay, sometimes also unaonanga na nilikamkulan, si wase whatever agency wako na, wanajua how to go about kudeal na influencers.
Oh, yeah.
Kwa sababu mse atakam, aseme, hi, I have a campaign for 60,000. Are you willing to work with us?
Mm-hmm.
Influencer aseme 60,000, zi. Mm-hmm. Alafa kuje kwangu aniambie, alikata hiyo do. Namuuliza, did you ask them?
What they can
what
do.
What can you give me?
Yeah, for 60,000. Yeah.
Because that's another conversation, right?
Yep.
Nikikam ni kwambe niko na 60K.
Yeah.
Utaniambia sawa. Siwezi kupatia IG TV. Mm-hmm. But I can give you a reel.
Yeah.
Unaanza tu kuongea vizuri.
Oh, okay.
Unaanza, yeah, and that's how you build relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always room for negotiation. But pia, influencers wanafaa kuwa flexible.
Yeah.
Ndio waweze ku, you know? Kuuliza, okay, sawa uko na budget ya
yeah,
how much,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my
good
take.
One. Another question from, this is actually a friend of mine, Sly, is asking, how do you make
hi,
this,
Sly.
How do you make this fun? Oh, let me just read it from, mbona nasoma hapa, ndio wasidhani ati nasoma kitu, nasoma kitu. How do you make this fun? To me, it really feels like a slave of the internet. Very, very important question. And, Let me try and then you can unaweza ongezea kitu. That's why it's very important that before you start creating content, you draw the map as a long-term plan, not just as a short-term thing, such that you are working towards a certain purpose and a certain fulfillment. So whether you get the views or not, there's a purpose you are doing. For example, if you start a YouTube channel, let's say for children, and these kids, you just want to train kids to do something specific.
Yeah.
Your satisfaction should be coming from those kids doing what you've been trying to teach them, or seeing more kids grow in that specific area.
Mm-hmm.
But if you join content creation with the mindset for, okay, now I've seen Coco is getting 28,000, mm-hmm. maybe I should try and do 20,000. And numbers are good, numbers are okay. But if you start going that direction, it means you'll start compromising a lot about your own vision for you to fit the numbers at that time. Then now you'll be working for the system or for the numbers and all. And yes,
because your loyalty is to what?
Because your loyalty now is to the numbers.
Exactly. So not your craft.
And so you start losing yourself in the process.
Right.
And then once you start losing yourself, it's now start feeling like this is now too much.
Yeah.
This is work and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
When it comes to feeling like something is a slave.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say, si kila mtu lazima ku influencer.
Okay, yeah. We need doctors, man.
We need doctors. Tunahitaji blueberry sound engineers. Kuna content creators, hakuna sound engineers. You know,
definitely.
So like si kila mtu anafaa kuwa influencer, si kila mtu anafaa kuwa content creator. People need to accept that just because it's a different form of income doesn't mean that everyone needs to flock there.
Yeah.
You can try it out, but by the way, kipata, it's not for you.
Just leave.
Just
it.
Go on to the next thing, you
yeah.
know? Another thing, the same thing to Kenya Bien Alisema. By the way, Bien Atana fa sasa tumleta pia hapa.
Yeah, mazee.
Don't be a slave to your audience. Don't be a slave. Your loyalty should be to your craft. Through and through.
Yeah.
That goes and extends even kwa wase wanafanya 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Even if your boss is horrible, hawakulipi poa.
Yeah.
Ile siku, another door will be open. You'll be ready. Because wale kunafanya your best.
Yep.
To the job that you've been given.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my take on that.
Yeah.
Actually, kabla tuende the next question.
Yeah.
Kuna msali kwa meuliza juu ya proposal and I don't think
yeah,
to majibu.
Proposal. Oh, we did rate card. We didn't
yeah.
do proposal. Yeah.
So a proposal, I get a lot of people who send me links to their pages.
Yeah.
So anasema, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people do that.
And then, ama aseme, hi, I would like to partner with your brand.
Uh-huh.
Kindly see my link here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But how a proposal should look like is, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who are you as a person? Who are you on social media?
Okay.
Break down your numbers for me.
Usimpate
kazi sasa tena ku click links na niona tafuta job.
Yeah.
Tell me Instagram, I have this link. Hyperlink that number.
Yep.
You know, if you need me to go to the
yep.
link. This is what you have on Instagram, Facebook, this and this and this. Take a screenshot of your insights as well.
Yep.
What's your audience segmentation? Audience segmentation, Sunny. How many men over women?
Women.
follow
age
you.
Age group. Locations.
Location, Nairobi. I need to see that. That's important to me. Because if you're approaching me, let's say, for a brand for like NCBA,
yeah.
Nahi campaign that we want to run, maybe we want to target people who are 30 and above.
Yep.
Now, where audience yako, iko from 16 kwenda 24.
Yep.
You see, that doesn't make sense for my client.
Yep.
So those things are very important. And this is why I tell guys, influencer marketing is not so simple.
Yep.
You know, also show me your engagement. Give me a snippet of your insights. Umekoki gets how many views kwa Insta stories, kwa reels, kwa photos.
Ndio
pia nione umse analeta value, you know. The other thing would be, then tell me what you want to do for my brand.
Give you like an example.
An example. Usijuze tena, because I get a lot of influencers have gone through the scenario where wanapeana idea, alafu wanapata Joroge amefanya
yep.
idea yake.
Joro huko hivyo my mahi huko ndani hata ajui ku execute hiyo kitu.
Mm, na huko pewa hiyo kazi.
So how do you protect yourself from it?
So like you just idea. Basically give bottom line ideas and say, I would love to do a strawberry cocktail in Lamu.
Strawberry cocktail. Oh,
like a strawberry cocktail in Lamu. Or yeah. For example, I have the concept of, or even tell me I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Ben Psycho, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
I drop an episode every single week and we talk about this and this.
Yeah.
And I thought your brand would really, really plug in Vizuri Sana
yeah.
if I spoke about it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
To bring out the aspect of this and this and
so
this.
So I'm painting that picture in your mind
exactly.
already.
But
so
you're not giving me.
So that you can start seeing value.
Yes.
Wow.
Aya. And then now from there, after you've given me all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also let me know, what is the possible outcome?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
Like okay. What is the possible outcome? So many mbo kuna podcast.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yeah.
Unataku partner na brand yangu.
Yeah.
Labda mine na uzanga manguo.
Yep.
You know, you've told me utavangu nguo zangu kienda Morocco.
Ntakuwa nazi change katikati after every 20 minutes na vashati mpya.
Yeah.
So
tell me possible outcome.
Yeah.
Una grow, una saidia brand yangu ku grow.
Yeah.
Even something like brand love, brand yeah. affinity. Ata kama haita lead to sales, you know?
Oh.
Una mwambia, you know, keeping your brand top of mind to consumers.
Wait, take me now. Let's take us slowly. So you've brought in something new here, Coco.
Yeah.
You're saying that necessarily all brands are also not just looking for sales. There are some brands that are looking for affinity, which you can tell us what that is.
And let me tell you, Ben, and I tell clients this all the time.
Yeah.
And people have argued with me and said, you know, have their own opinion, which is very okay, because two truths can be opposing, but it doesn't mean
yeah.
either of them is wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Influencers are not salespeople.
Oh, that's a good one.
Influencers are not salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. This is a content creator. This is a creative.
Oh, let me tell you. Continue and then I'll tell
because
you something.
And nasemaino uchungu because it mostly comes from brands who hawataki kufanya groundwork
yep.
to grow their own brand. Wanataka sasa influencer anze sasa kufanya sales, marketing, procurement,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, ufanyi accounting.
Accounting.
Na pia wasaidia na medical camp. Wapeleke home. And you should also do this feasibility study for their security.
Imagine.
So on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
this exact drama happened on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So there was this brand that had contacted this lady. She's actually a good friend of mine. She also has a podcast. She's called Sly.
Mm-hmm.
So she had...
Swali.
No. Sasa unimi. Oh, but then you call Sly Wengi. Yeah. So she had done this job for a certain client.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about hair products or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they had delayed her payment mm-hmm. for like, I think for a while. So
mm-hmm.
she, you know, she's been trying to reach them. They're not responding. So she blasted them on Twitter. And fair enough. I mean,
yeah,
if you owe
yeah.
somebody money, just pay them,
yeah.
especially if they've done the job. So this
yeah.
brand was so arrogant. The brand was super, I've never
oh
seen this
God.
Kind of arrogance from a brand. It's just a small business actually.
Mm.
So first of all, they put a meme of Tom and Jerry. So it was like a cat and an innie. So Jerry, see, Jerry's the mouse, is pointing a gun at Tom.
Mm.
And then Tom is saying, you have 5 rounds, I have 9 lives. That's what the brand responded. Yeah, in a picture. Like this is some Russian mob kind of business model, you know?
And so?
So... the brand ikatumia odem do na madharao. They even went on to post the payment, the M-Pesa confirmation payment on Twitter. Even with her own number, like with her details and everything. Let me even finish. So now later on the brand started complaining that at ECG they didn't feel like there was conversion. they didn't feel like she brought in sales and all that stuff.
Mm.
And now this sparked a whole lot of conversation. You know, on Twitter, everyone is an expert. Twitter, by the way, how yeah. I see Twitter, kila mtu kuna degree in opinions. Like everyone is a professor, a PhD. So there were guys yeah. over there who were saying, hey, me, I can't pay these influencers. They don't give me conversion. And then some other guys were also saying that influencers are not salespeople.
They're not salespeople.
They're marketers. So that yeah. conversation started over there. Please explain to us this marketing and sales so that guys can understand the difference. And also it's important to let people know and brands know that not all KPIs are supposed to be conversion. Some want relevance, affinity. Tell us more.
So quick one.
Yeah.
Quick maths.
Please.
Every company has a sales team.
Yep.
And a marketing team. Correct?
Oh, it's not one.
No.
The way people think.
No. There's a sales team.
Yep.
And there's a marketing team.
Yeah.
So why is influencer budgets under marketing and not under sales?
Mm-hmm.
Quick mathematics. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it under marketing and not under sales?
Yeah.
If you, and I understand because if you're going to Pima, how much you're going to pay an influencer, do it from hajafikisha KPIs. Labda yeah. umse hajatengeneza content poa for your brand.
Yep.
Mali hajafika zile KPIs zake hufika.
Yep.
Have that conversation.
Yep.
Lakini pegging an influencer's payment because of sales and you did not establish that conversation in the beginning
yeah.
is very wrong and very unfair,
yeah.
right? And I understand that brands who give influencers coupon codes where yeah. I want to see the effectiveness of this influencer
yep.
Based on how many sales he's able to give me. Ndio pia internally, wa decide kama wata move on with this person
yeah.
or not, if that is their primary goal.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
But don't say you're not going to pay them because of that. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And let it just be like, let's just see how much we can get from influencers. Let it be like a test.
Yep.
But let it not be a substitute of what your sales team is supposed to do for your company.
Mm-hmm. So the sales team is in charge of conversion.
Exactly.
So even if you have a young business, it's very important for you to know that you need a department that will be fully, whose sole responsibility is conversion. Not necessarily,
yeah.
It's not the marketing team, the Opado P&O conversion.
Exactly. And sometimes even you will not get conversion because probably you're a new brand.
Yep.
You need to be focusing on educating the public on what you're doing as a company, what you're offering,
yeah.
instead of just saying, buy this.
Buy it today, buy it now.
But you've not told me, who are you?
Yep.
What do you stand for? Umetengenezwa na nini?
Mm-hmm.
How can I use your product in variety?
I understand.
And a lot of influencers, especially when I'm making my influencer strategies, which is a very big part of influencer marketing, is I actually put the beginning stages of a campaign
mm-hmm.
as education.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to spend this time educating the public.
What this is all about.
What this is all about. And we did that with NCBA.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, because people don't understand that the public or the masses, they take time to process. Like, people just don't see messaging and they absorb it immediately. Just because they've seen a billboard doesn't mean that they've processed what's on that billboard.
Well, and assume might, yeah, consumers wanna kuanga next floor and anajuanga what do, you do. Do.
Yeah, kuna haraka, yeah, maybe amechelewa tao, maybe hata ameshikwa na polisi, alafu nikiona ameona by me. Like, their minds are wondering. And what you said is very important because I'm a huge fan of F1.
Oh,
so I used
okay.
to ask myself, how does F1 benefit these companies? Because it's so expensive.
Mm.
And then I finally understood after checking out a video by Ferrari
mm.
that they do not do billboards. You'll never walk anywhere and see a Ferrari billboard or
correct.
A Mercedes. Very rare to even see a Mercedes billboard.
Mm-hmm.
But by the virtue that Ferrari is on F1
mm-hmm.
and they win, it automatically boosts their sales. So
exactly.
So you'll never see the Ferrari team in Ferrari go to question the F1 team. Hey, why aren't we selling cars? No, there's a team that focuses on conversion,
mm-hmm.
but this one focuses on brand affinity and
yeah.
you know the attitude of the brand and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this was a very hot debate last week on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like I think kama watu wangeshikana mashati, yeye watu wangeshikana mashati because of this one. So the other question, Coco, that was here is how best to build a tribe as a content creator. A tribe, she's meaning sidhani ati anataka sasa kwa hiyo list ya Kalenjin wa Kamba wa kulipia anataka kuongeza yake. No. It's how to build a community. Yes. Please advise us on that.
Oh, that's actually very easy.
Wow.
That's very easy.
How?
Talk to your audience. Mm-hmm. I always give this example, right? Ukiwa kwa relationship.
Yep.
Wanjiro, forgive me. I have to use Ben. Sema mimi nimekutana na Ben, right? Because I need you guys to understand this concept.
Yep.
And nimekutana na Ben. I like so akani follow. Sindio?
Yep.
But mimi nashinanga tu nikimwambia Ben, me I like this perfume.
Yeah.
Ben, me I like this nail parlor. Me yeah. I like these shoes. Me yeah. I like this Indomie. Me I like this. You never give Ben to tell you. Pia yeye anataka nini?
Mm-hmm.
Pia yeye anapenda nini? At the end of the day, you know nothing about Ben.
Yep.
So how do you expect Ben to become to even stay with you? You never take time to engage with your audience.
Yeah.
You never get time to ask them wanataka kuona nini from you.
Yeah.
You never take time to even thank them for leaving a comment on your comment section.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never take time kuwauliza manze natengeneza hii cocktail oh chase na nini. Sorry, I know this is a Christian. Even yet to my mind lifestyle. Is really
it's okay.
Programmed
it's okay. Go on. Yeah.
ABL.
Yeah.
But simple things like that. Yeah. We're always so stressed about manze audience yangu hata high respond.
Yeah.
Lakini wewe umeuliza what they want to see.
Yeah.
You so don't
you
engage
need to
with
connect
your
to them.
Yeah.
Like you need to be on the same level with them. You can't feel like you're a bit too higher than them. You need to be on with them.
Quite tangible.
Very, very important. Man.
And it's difficult. I can imagine say akona 1 million followers and are getting over 500 comments in a day. It's impossible for you to comment to each and every one of them.
Yeah.
But try the best that you can, even if it's a mass thank you or a mass response.
Yeah.
You can do that. Labda umeona wasi wengi kwa DMs wamekuwa wakikuuliza, by the way, what's that nail color that you use? Na ujaweza ku respond to everyone. Do a whole video on it.
Yeah.
And say, okay, I haven't been able to respond to everyone, but I've seen your questions. And this is what I use. Joy Candy does that very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joy Candy has an army, man.
Candy is phenomenal.
She has a whole army, but I mean, we can, if Kenya was to go to war with another country,
now that's a community.
Enough soldiers.
Yeah,
you can donate, and that's very important what you're saying, Coco. And I've seen this with a couple of YouTubers who sometimes there's some YouTubers I've seen do this very, very well. Like for example, they were Jesus. There's just a way they get that community thing. They get it right from the like. That's why a lot of these people have such a huge following. And another thing that I've seen working is also giving your audience a name.
Okay, yes.
I've seen that. That's why even Beyonce has the
Beehive.
The Psycho Squad. I need to be calling them that more so that it feels like it's part of this. We are part of this community. And what you've said is so true. Talk to them, go live a lot of times, answer their questions, relate with them. Another thing also is consistency. The more you're consistent, I used to think consistency is gauged by views, that you need to be doing well in terms of views on all the videos that you're doing.
No.
But consistency, somebody just told me that it improves the trust that the people have on you. So they can trust you. They can trust that you will give them content next week.
Mm-hmm.
They trust that you'll give them content next week, but one.
At our support watch.
Yeah, but if no matter how good you are, if you're not consistent, that works to your disadvantage.
So
that
you need to be reliable.
You need to be reliable.
And
so
relatable.
That people feel like, yeah, so that people feel like, okay, this is, I like this guy, you know?
Mm.
And also, you know, like pia ukwe mjanza when it comes to issues, the way you address issues. Don't make anyone feel like they've been left out. Very accommodative,
yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly, and also being relatable, you know. I'm not saying, you know, come and tell us your boyfriend is this, that,
yeah,
you know, or your personal life. There's a way that you can be relatable and strictly keep it very basic.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff too. I bought this product, I thought it would be really great for me, but imagine how it could work.
Yep,
being honest,
even failures.
Exactly.
In fact, you'd be shocked that failures connect with people in ways you... In fact, we need to do another podcast episode on failure, specifically the title, like failure. Because
your life experience.
Yeah, life experiences, you know, that it's
grief.
Like grief. In fact, that's the podcast that has the most views up to today. Like, bado tujapita hizo views tulifanya at that time. So Coco, thank you so much, man. We are learning a lot on this.
Happy.
This is a very great conversation. So as we, because time is running out, man. Like we have, at some point, good things have to end. Man.
By the way, mwambie Ben kwa comments if you need me back. Nimeambia Ben tufanye 2 episodes hapa. Na niambia, no, Coco. No.
Let's do this. If you guys feel like we've not tackled the questions well, and I'm going to feel there are some things that are very important and we've not handled, just leave them on the comment section. Then I'll have Coco back again.
Ama tu kama mnataka vibes zangu.
Ah, this one is fun. Coco is vibes for days. You guys can already tell, man. In fact, before I bring somebody on the show, one of the things that I really look at is if they have vibes. Because this place has, this is like vibes headquarters, you know?
Yeah.
So that has
you
to
ser-
be.
It.
Yeah, that has to be there. So Coco, there's something that's the elephant in the room also in the influencer space right now is the payment models. The delay, you do a campaign and then a certain agency delays your money. There was a contract, it's not yet been followed, and then you are afraid of calling this agency out. Kwa sababu if you call them out, watakuambia, wewe tutakurudisha ushago. You don't know if they're handling all the campaigns.
Tarudi kwenyu wewe, Nairobi si yako.
Yeah, they're literally handling it. They're literally the ones with the bag.
Yeah,
so if let's say if you bash this agency, other agencies see you've bashed that, so they're like, oh, we don't want to work with this one, looks problematic. Should somebody go about that? Iyo hata missing our tips. You know what to tuambia?
Wacha ni kuambie. Nasema kuna, and I want to be as honest as possible because at the end of the day, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say both agency and both the influencers can be at fault.
Yeah.
Either the agency person is not dealing with this influencer, vizuri.
Yeah.
Ile story nilikuwa na kuambia, I was having a conversation with someone. Nani kama akaniambia, ati unajua huku nje wase usema, we ni mkali sana. We ni mkali. And this is a guy who's been in the industry for a very long time.
Yeah.
Nani kamuliza, okay, so fine. So wase usema mi ni mkali. Aimanishi nyu wase uwa muoniongeleshi. Yeah. Nyu muoniongelesha, but unajua ikifika job.
Yeah.
Ni job. Hakuna mambo ingine. Usianza kuniambia tu sijui nini.
Usinite bestie.
Usinite babes.
Usinite hata koko. In fact,
my name is Vanessa to you.
Yeah, in fact, during campaigns, it was so weird calling you Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Yeah.
I've just finished the video. But
yeah. So it's Vanessa when I'm working.
Yeah.
We
were talking about how guys out there
right
say you're mkali.
So nikamwambia, but we talk about jobo and a meeting needs to happen, you need to be there on time. You know,
yeah.
Vituka hizo. But nikamuliza, fine, wase usema mimi ni mkali, right? But what has been your experience working with me compared to other agencies?
Yeah.
Umse akaniambia, I would not
even
want to work with another agency.
I would testify that. I agree with that as well. You guys, first of all, you guys paid. I think you even paid a few days before.
Earlier.
The deadline.
And you see, the thing is, because your case was actually different, I explained to you what needs to happen for me to make sure your payment is going to be ready on time. Kwa sababu saa zingine unaambia awa communicate what's supposed to happen. Ama una communicate to the influencer, alafu afanyi.
So the first mode of conversation. So when I start a campaign, I should ask is it okay for me to ask the client, when are you guys going to pay me?
Always. In fact, that should even be in your contract.
Oh, so it won't look like I'm being too greedy or
unprofessional,
blah, blah, blah.
When I am coming in to work for your company, will you tell me when you're going to pay me 5 years from now? It is on the day before I accept that job that you will let me know that, by the way, we pay on the 30th of every month.
Yeah.
So even when you are being approached, tunafaa kukuambia, by the way, as we pay 60 days, after umetuma report na invoice, month, after umemaliza 1 month, ndio tume report invoice, alafu sasa ndio 60 days yanze. Unaona nisha kuelezea?
Yeah.
So it's upon you as the influencer. And this is very essential to happen in the negotiation stage so that the person can be able to decide whether this is something they want or not.
So what if you agreed on a date, you signed the contract, but on that date, they've still not paid you?
Now, what needs to happen is you as the influencer also needs to make sure that you have handed in your things on time.
Okay, let's say you've done all that.
You've done all that.
Yeah,
okay, fine. You've done
all
that.
You walk into that place to talk in a dispenser? I'm going to go talk in a coffee machine, you know?
I feel like there's a healthy way to go about it, but also this should be detected early, right? Communication is very important, even to me. mse akichelewa meeting ama kama hawezi attend. Namwambianga, kwa nini unaniambia saizi sasa the meeting imeanza? Call me before uniambie by the way, ama sasa zile nikutumia uniambie by the way, I wouldn't be available. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So call your agency representative, yeah, right? And tell them, "Hey, 60 days ni kama zimeisha, yeah, unaweza niangalilia hiyo do iko wapi?" So Mika agency, it is my responsibility to make sure that you as a creative and influencer is constantly informed on your payment because it is your right. Yeah. So I will let you know, I also need people to understand this, that a lot of the times your agency representative,
yeah,
how only finance, like I cannot check the system. So lazima ni call msewa finance,
yeah,
and pegged on his response.
Yeah.
Only can I respond to
because
you.
Because that's a problem, I feel like. I feel like companies want to pay accountants a lot of leaves. Every time, most of the times you call it, this agency must hear, accountant, ako leave. Accountant, ako Maldives. Hata simu aliacha. Hata simu ni mimi nimeshikilia hapa sasa hivi. Accountant, alienda kufanywa surgery. Accountant. Oh my God. All my accountant friends are always at the office.
Yeah.
But somehow, for some weird ways,
payment yako haiko.
Wa agencies, unasikia, they're not in the office.
Yeah. Na saa ingine inakuanga tu uongo. But just be honest, imagine with the influencer. Yeah. Plus, in your manner, it's important to build a relationship with every influencer that you work with.
Yeah.
Ata ukimwambia, you know, payment ime delay, anelewa by the, this baby is not a nini.
No thug.
Is not an empty talker,
yeah,
you know? So communicate. Tell them, aya, ime delay. Cheki, thank you so much for notifying me because if you don't tell me by the misijuangi,
yeah,
I go and follow up with finance. Unaandika email, unauliza wase, by the say payment yake ime delay by this and this date. When can we have this payment? Sometimes labda waliona ni kama wametuma for approval, lakini haikupasiwa. So yeah, wanasema, let me follow up. So yeah, wanaanza kuitu, send in for approval.
Okay.
Alafu waniambie, in 1 week, I've sent it in for approvals, ndio tunangoja.
Yeah.
In 1 week, max 2 weeks, mse atapata payment. Nirudi kwako Ben ni kuambie.
Yeah.
So finance wameniambia, hivi na hivi. You will not be happy,
yeah,
that imepita hiyo 60 days.
Yeah.
But at least this person has taken initiative to communicate.
Definitely.
With you and tell you penye kunaenda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it is only when agency is unresponsive. Ama every time they promise you this. Na hapa ndio kali yangu by the usaidia. Inasaidia both agency na bado inasaidia nyika creatives.
Kwa sababu pia msio kwa accounts. Hey. Msio kwa accounts atakula your heat bado.
Ai, kwanza wakiona simu zangu anasema, "Hi Vanessa, how are you?" Anasema, "Mtu, pesa atakula nini?" You know?
Unaingia kwa hiyo ofisi kwanza na tear gas kwanza umerusha hivi so that everything is confused first of all, you know.
Now ambia, send me an email.
Yeah.
I need to understand. Stand.
Wow.
Nani tumelipa, nani hatujalipa.
Yeah.
So kuwa pia umkali,
yeah,
you know, not ati kuwa so unreachable. No,
yeah,
no, not like that.
Yeah.
But it's being efficient.
Efficient.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I hope I've answered.
You have, and you've really helped a lot of us. And I'm sure also you've helped a lot of guys. Where can guys find you on Instagram?
Before I say.
Please,
when you're talking to your agencies, make sure everything is on email.
Oh, not WhatsApp. Nini.
Please make sure everything is on email. Oh, mm-hmm. Please make sure everything is on email every time.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're going to on Twitter, it means umekuwa so frustrated. Ata labda hauna proof of email. Umse alikuambia atakulipa on this day, on this day, on this day.
Yeah.
Do hauna proof.
So to avoid mambo ya WhatsApp.
You can WhatsApp somebody, but always make sure you follow it up on email.
On email.
And say, please confirm that you have said that payment will be ni evil. So that you always have tangible proof. Wacha ni tu kwa jua kali. Unajama creative saa ingine na get admin waki na kuanga very hectic for you. But it is very essential because this you are in the corporate industry now.
Yeah,
you have to conform.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you so much for taking your time just to come here and advise us and give us tips. I'm sure I'll be calling you again soon.
Yes.
We need to have another episode because we have so much to talk about, me and you.
Yes.
Any parting shot that you'll tell guys in the content creation industry?
Start now.
Yeah.
Start with your phone.
Yeah.
Start with your Android.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait until you buy an iPhone 11, na lights, na studio, na blueberry, ndio muanze kushoot content.
Yeah.
Start where you are, in your living room. I shoot my content videos in my office at home.
Yeah.
And sina plastic plants
or
anything. I just shoot as is. So start with what you have and then you'll scale up from there.
Yeah.
The minute your business starts giving, then you are able to reinvest back into your business. But create content just because it makes you happy to create.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself, be true to who you are, and always do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Be careful of also how you make others feel when you're creating your content.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, you know, feel free to follow me on my Instagram. Mimi nakwanga tu na Instagram, sinanga Twitter ama Facebook.
I'll share her a link to her Instagram page in the description box below.
Yes.
Thank you so much once again for coming through. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe if you're listening on Spotify, iTunes as well. Leave a comment, share. God bless you. See you on the next episode. This is the Psycho Podcast.
Ciao.